Hayim yim chofal afir. Al kol echod vechod lodas, ki hu yizborich vashgochose aprotis, neisen l'chol odom of shorus, lohovi rotzen ho'elion yizborich minakeach alapel. Every person should be aware of, and he should know, that the Eibishter, with Hashgocha Protis, Divine Providence, gives every person the ability to be able to bring and fulfill the Eibishter's will from the potential into the actual, into action, implement what the Eibishter wants. B'kiyum ha-mitzves u'b'chizuk ha-yados v'teiroseinu ha-gdesha b'chol eis u'b'chol mokim shehu, to keep up mitzves, to establish mitzvahs and to strengthen Yiddishkeit and Torah at any time and every place. And this is dependent on the person himself. The person himself in his Aveda is able to implement what the Eibishter wants. Obviously, from the content, it seems like this is a continuation to yesterday's Hayim Yim, where the Rebbe tells us how we are able to overcome all obstacles. Now this is from a letter that the Friedrich Rebbe wrote to a group of the Tzeire Agudas Yisrael in Riga. And the Rebbe wrote to them how he was happy to meet some of them and speak to them in person. He also wanted to have a conference with all of them together, but since the conference couldn't happen, so he's writing in a letter. And they actually value this letter so much that they distributed it to all members of Tzeire Agudas Yisrael all over. And they got this important letter from the Friedrich Rebbe, from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And the Rebbe writes to them that there are many ways, since every Jew is a shliach, there are many ways how the Eibishter brings about how you should fulfill what he wants. Sometimes it's in a positive way. Sometimes it's good and everything is easy and smooth and you have opportunities. And sometimes there are opportunities which don't seem so great and you overcome your obstacles. But the basic principle is that if you believe in Hashgocha Protis, you know that the Eibishter is taking you to ways to be able to fulfill the Shlichas. So particularly the youth, Yerushalayim, Bnei Torah, you have to dedicate yourself to spread Yiddishkeit amongst the youth. And don't consider the party affiliation. Parties, as we all know, are parties, Meloshon Maflego, that's the Rebbe doesn't mention here in the letter, Maflego, Meloshon Pilug, it's division. So discard all this entire idea of parties, and you should reach out even to those who belong to the so-called leftist parties and teach them about Yiddishkeit, and you will see that your efforts will bear fruit. And the Rebbe writes, the principle is with three loves: Avas Hashem, Avas HaTorah, Avas Yisrael, the love of Hashem, the love of Torah, and the love of another Jew. And when you have these three loves, you can succeed in developing the Eibishter's garden, which are the Jewish people, to help them with kiyum mitzvahs maisiyas, help them with keeping mitzvahs and learning Torah, kviyasitim b'Torah, and this way you will succeed to fulfill the shlichas. This is the Hashgocha Protis that the Eibishter gave to every Yid to implement the Rotzen HaElyon from the potential to the actual, in establishing mitzvahs and Torah mitzvahs wherever you are at any time. And it's all dependent on your Aveda.